Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Nothing matters more in this life, it is said, than the friends who live in it. Money is nice, creature comforts are worthwhile, and family, of course, is paramount. But I think what defines us as much as all that is how many people we like and how many people like us. I have always felt blessed to have an abundance of friends I truly like. But there's another level of friendship, and these are the friends I love. These are the people with whom I share a bond so close, so tight, that nothing can break it, even if we haven't seen each other in years. Neither the passage of time nor 1,000 miles of separation can change that. When I need them, they ask, how can I help? When they need me, they only have to reach out. I just lost one of those special friends. Maybe you saw his obituary in The Blade, or my Blade column about our relationship as work buddies who became lifelong friends. In a few weeks, we will celebrate his life, but I'd rather not wait for that. Tom Gearhart and I and several other young journalists joined The Blade reporting staff in the late 1960s. We quickly became a tight group of work associates hired in the name of a noble cause, one pursued in an exciting and noisy place, the newsroom of a metropolitan newspaper. Linoleum floors, bulky typewriters, paste pots, and cranky editors. It was the best environment any of us could have hoped for. Very soon after joining The Blade, Tom became our civil rights reporter. In the late 1960s, no beat at The Blade was more important. It was a responsibility Tom wanted. He was soon tested by race riots in Toledo and Detroit. It was an American story, and Tom told it with precision and grace. During our years on the city desk, Tom's desk and mine faced one another. One day, Tom was getting stonewalled by a public figure he was trying to reach about a story he was developing. It was clear the guy was ducking him. After several unsuccessful phone calls, Tom asked me to try. I called and identified myself to the man's secretary. "Just a minute," she said, evidently figuring, well, at least it's not Gearhart. She put me through. I gestured to Tom to pick up. He got what he needed, and he got the story. Our managing editor at the time, Joe O'Connor, found out about our little trickery and called us into his office. He really let us have it. We hoped it was not a fireable offense, and we were grateful Joe didn't make it one, despite his disappointment. Duly chagrined and shamed, we turned to head for the door. Joe called out to us. "Great story, guys," he said, "but don't ever do that again." In that moment, Joe was Ben Bradley, and Tom and I were Woodward and Bernstein. Years later, Tom moved to the features department, where he occasionally took on the duties of restaurant critic. It was there that his writing talent could truly shine. He raved in one review about a local restaurant's featured dish, writing that it was so good that, quote, "my taste buds did the lambada." Well, that's truly a special talent, and Tom had it in spades. Tom's wife, Barb, called him Bud. Some of us called him Gears. But you know what? All of us were lucky to call him a friend.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.